Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hello, and welcome to another round with Broad Wasted, where we're pre-gaming for the weekend. I'm your host, Brian Plofsky, and today we're dropping the and standing with the band. With me today is Kevin Rubberband Standard Jaeger.
Hey, guys.
And I bet you're thinking, what?
What?
It's Friday. Kevin was.
I was. I actually did it with you.
It's Friday. Why is there a new Broad Wasted episode?
Why is there, Brian?
What a great question, Kevin. I thought the show was only on Tuesdays, some people would say.
Yeah.
Well, I'll pass the football to Kevin to explain why we're pouring another round.
So another round is a special surprise mini episode of additional Broadwasted content.
Surprise!
Surprise! That's released on special Fridays and features a random assortment of the Broadwasted crew discussing something that we couldn't wait until the next episode to share with you guys. So keep your ears and eyes open, because it won't be every Friday, and it won't always be the three of us. It could just be me and Brian, or Brian and Kimberly, or Kimberly and me.
Or nobody.
I mean, but then there'd be no episode.
Yeah.
That's true, too.
Yeah. But this week, it's me and Kevin, as you may have guessed. And we're going to be talking about the sneak peek we got of Bandstand.
Bandstand.
Standing with the band.
We did.
Yeah. But first, what are you drinking?
What are you drinking?
Well, we're both drinking shots of tequila.
Yeah. I mean, we decided since it's a little mini episode, we might as well just go for it.
Yeah. So cheers.
Cheers.
Let's take this first shot.
All right. Here we go. Oh, God.
Oh.
All right.
Okay.
Let's talk Bandstand.
Yeah. So first, just to let you guys know, previews start March 31st. It opens April 26th. You can get tickets at bandstandbroadway.com, and on Twitter and Instagram, they're at bandstandbway.
It was really awesome. Brian, I got to see the press sneak peek of a couple songs from the show. It happened on Andy Blankenbuehler's birthday in the Rainbow Room at the
30 Rock.
30 Rock. And it was just really – I'm really excited about it. I really didn't know much about what it was going in, except that they dropped the and that Laura and Corey look amazing on the poster.
Yeah, that's Laura Osnes and Corey Cott.
Yeah, and it was really great. It was a great shot at what they're trying to do with this show, and I think where they're taking it. It's a really beautiful kind of like time capsule production of an awesome time period in music and in music history.
Mm-hmm.
And it looked really fun.
Yeah, I had never – so I've never seen Corey – live.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen Laura live multiple times, including Bonnie and Clyde. I actually saw her in South Pacific.
So did I.
Oh, you did?
I did.
Oh, cool. And we've seen her at Michael Mott's Wednesday nights at the Astor Room.
Mm-hmm.
In Astoria. So, you know, and she's been on the show before, so I obviously know more about her than I did about Corey. And so Laura, let's just talk about Laura for a second.
Sure.
Before we go on to Corey.
Let's definitely do that.
Yeah. She's amazing.
Yeah.
And she really, even in a room where it's very casual, I'm talking about the press event, she really grasps everybody's attention.
Oh, yeah. There was one specific spot where they talked about, like, the introduction of Laura's character into the show, and she sang her song that she sings at that spot. And it was every person's face, eyes were directly on Laura. No one was moving. It was just a really powerful moment, and she's a great performer.
Oh, yeah. Laura sounded great on Love Will Come and Find Me Again.
Yeah, awesome.
Yeah, so obviously we're super excited to see Laura. And like I said, I'd never seen Corey. I know he was in Newsies and Gigi, but I've never seen him on Broadway. One, getting a sneak peek of what he's doing, it was really exciting. And two, I'm excited to see him on Broadway.
I agree. I also enjoyed the play on the music, because obviously there's like major nods to like that 20s, 30s, 40s kind of like jazz era. But I also loved like the song Donny Novitzky that Corey Cott sang in the beginning was kind of also had like a very big nod to like contemporary musical theaters today.
Yeah, it was
like
a nice balance.
You got like a good balance of the two, which was really nice.
So let's talk about the band for a second.
Oh my gosh. I have to, before we even talk about how amazing they are, there's this, they did this big dance number, and the band was like so incredible playing that whole number. But the guy who had the upright bass.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Threw it in the air, spun it around, caught it, and it like immediately got it at like the last button note. It was one of the coolest things I've ever seen, and the whole place was like,
But what's also cool is that, yes, the actors are playing in the band for the concept of the show, but there is still also an orchestra.
Yeah.
So, you know, you'll still have that full Broadway sound, but it's really going to highlight their, you know, band and them trying to achieve what they want to achieve in the show.
Definitely. Yeah. It gives you that big band feel, but you also get that feeling of, like, the actual group of them playing together on stage.
Yeah. And, you know, I've always liked Andy Blankenbuehler's choreography. He obviously did a great job with Hamilton, won a Tony for it. And, you know, he's done so much. Cats, as he did the Cats revival. Mm-hmm. I mean, and that's something else to see. The choreography, at least.
Right. And it was great because he even talked about how this is like a passion project of his, because he's always wanted to do a show in this time period. Mm-hmm. So, like, this is seeing him, like, in his element, like, in something that's inspiring him. I think you really can see that in the movement.
Yeah, but you can also see that in everybody doing that. That was a very general statement. You could totally see how everybody was doing stuff.
Yeah, the stuff was being done.
Yeah, no, but
quite well.
Yeah, it's super great.
Super great stuff.
I was. Let's take another shot.
All right.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Yeah, a little tequila. What I meant to say was they were incredibly. Everyone in that room was incredibly passionate about that project. It was a combination of veterans and a combination of people making their Broadway debut. So it was very exciting to see the passion come from every single person that was performing that day. And Tony winner Beth Levels in it.
Yeah, and we didn't even get to see her in this performance. Like,
right.
She really didn't get to shine. So, like, this was just a peek. So,
yeah.
You've definitely wet my whistle. I'm really excited to go back and see what actually is going to happen with the full production.
Yeah, absolutely.
A lot of really great dancers. A good balance of the music with what's happening. Mm-hmm. And they did one of their more dramatic moments and, like, got real.
Yeah. And, you know, I bet a lot of people are expecting to go on this and have, like, a super fun, like, bandstandy time. I'm using that now.
Bandstandy time.
And from what we saw, you're going to get that.
For sure.
But, you know, a lot of the plot revolves around... Spoiler alert. A lot of the plot... But not really. A lot of the plot revolves around these men coming back from war and trying to find their place back in the world. And they're going to deal with a lot of those deeper, darker issues against the backdrop of this, you know, this band.
And this, like, amazing era of music and style.
Yeah.
And go see Bandstand.
Yeah,
hopefully there won't
now.
Be snow on the ground anymore.
Yeah. Before we do that, within the context of this upcoming season, which has a lot of wild cards.
Yes.
I mean, we just don't know what... There is a lot of new musical content coming out for this season.
Yes.
So I'm very curious to see what rises to the top, how everybody finds their niche. It's going to be really interesting. And we're also going to see how the behemoth of Hamilton affects these new shows coming in.
True.
Because, you know, are people still going to wait to get that Hamilton ticket? Or are they going to say, like, you know what? I really do want to see Bandstand. Or I really want to see Groundhog's Day.
Yeah.
Or, you know, something to that effect.
I think with so much coming in this season, like, it's kind of like with fashion, one day you're in, the next day you're out, to steal that from Miss Heidi Klum. But I think that this season, with so much coming in, there's really something for everyone. And I think that there's a bunch of, like, big blockbusters and kind of, like, behemoths of shows coming in. There's also some quiet, beautiful shows. And I think Bandstand is going to kind of ride that line of, like, a show with nostalgia and heart with a modern twist.
Yeah.
And I think that that's, it's got like a nice little niche. Like, there's a lot of stuff coming in, but I think there's not a whole lot that's going to appeal to that, like, heart-tugging nostalgia of that time period.
Yeah.
And I think that there's definitely a big New York audience for that show.
And if you haven't seen Laura work before, make it a priority to go see her on Broadway.
Yeah, I 1,000% agree. It is an experience that I think everyone should have. She's just really lights up her room.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you can get tickets for Bandstand at bandstandbroadway.com.
bandstandbroadway.com.
Thanks, Kevin.
You're welcome.
If you want more of Laura Osnes before you see Bandstand, check out our happy hour with her in episode 13. You can find us on
with
iTunes.
Friend of the show, Robbie Rozelle.
Oh, that's right. You weren't there.
I was in Chicago.
Yeah, that's right.
But she sang my Cinderella lyrics, which she made did. Me giggle all the way in Chicago.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yes, sir.
So you can find us on iTunes. You can search for Broad Wasted with a Y. You can also find us on Twitter at Broad Wasted.
We're there.
Instagram on Broad Wasted.
They're there too.
Yep. Facebook.
Yep. We are there.
Yep. Or go to broadwasted.com.
Uh-huh.
Don't forget, we're going to be live on April 9th on the New York City Podfest.
Yep, at the Bell House.
At the Bell House.
In Brooklyn.
With Krista Rodriguez.
Krista Rodriguez. We are so excited about that show. I am such a Smash fan, and I cannot wait to talk to her about it. I promise we won't talk about it the whole time, but we're going to talk about it a lot.
I won't let Kevin do that. But yeah, so let's do one more shot as we end every episode.
Zoo-doo-wop-bop.
Oh, thanks, everyone.
It's been another round.
Another round. Paul, another round. Oh, man, that was a lot to yell at.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org, because only together we rise.